You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
You want answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
This is Larry Connors, USA. Larry Connors, USA. Larry Connors, USA, news and commentary.
Here we are, May 18, 2021, and as you heard on the network news, President Biden expressing his desire for an Israeli ceasefire of operations against Hamas. He did speak to President Benjamin Netanyahu, and on one hand, previously, President Biden said, yes, Israel has a right to defend itself against rockets being launched into its territories. But now he's pushing for a ceasefire. Now, that's very interesting. What do you think, or who do you think, had any impression and push on Joe Biden to step it up and say Israel has to stop retaliating? Because that's what they're doing. They're retaliating. They're not initiating, but they're retaliating. Yeah, Biden is again bowing down to the leftists, the progressives inside Congress, including Congresswoman Rashida Tlaib, calling for Biden to demonstrate, quote, outrage that Israel was firing at Hamas. And, of course, Congresswoman AOC voicing solidarity with the Palestinians, saying it's inhumane. We must show leadership safeguarding human rights of Palestinians. Have you heard AOC cry out one time? Give me one time that she's cried out for the inhumane treatment of the Uyghurs, a Muslim sect inside China. Have you heard her do anything on behalf of them? In the meantime, Congresswoman Omar, Democrat in Minnesota, saying the U.S. should not stand idly by, allowing casualties to rise, and Biden letting precision-guided weaponry be given to Israel. That's because we are in the process of giving them some additional weapons so they can use laser precision. These are the same folks who say don't give anything to Israel and yet turn around and take all the sanctions off Iran so it can get more money and in turn provide more of the rockets Hamas is now using. The laser precision efforts have been very effective by Israel. They've hit not only buildings but terrorist tunnels, homes of 9 Hamas commanders, 62 fighter jets dropping more than 100 guided armaments on some of those retaliatory strikes. But you have to keep in mind, even the building they brought down the other day that had the headquarters for AP and other facilities inside, Israel sent word, we're bringing it down. If you're inside, you need to leave. They're giving advance warning. They're not trying to take out innocents. Do I hear anything from Hamas to Israeli citizens? We're going to hit that church. We're going to hit that synagogue. We're going to hit that school. You need to be clear. Nope. Maybe in part because they just fire indiscriminately. Maybe they have no real control. I don't know that answer, other than the fact they're giving no warning. Oh, President Joe Biden is warning you, if you're going to start changing your mask-wearing routine, don't be judging and upset. He said, let's be all kind and respectful. He's talking about those of you who aren't going to wear a mask, be respectful to those who still are, as if they've been respectful to you, I guess. Massachusetts Governor Baker, Republican, has already decided to eliminate the statewide mask mandate as of May 29th in his state. He said, we're done with it. And yet the state of California, under Democrat control, saying we're not going to ease the mask requirement until June 15th. And, of course, the state where they said once you change that law and take that mask off, you're going to have multiple deaths, Texas. Nope, hasn't happened there either. In the meantime, of course, one way to soothe everything is to give out money, right? The Treasury Department says it's already starting to send out payments to nearly all families with children in the U.S. That will start July 15th, actually. 39 million families. You're all going to get part of that $1.9 trillion coronavirus relief package, expanding the child tax credit for a year. All of this is to buy additional support. That's what it's after, my friend. Who's going to pay for it in the end? Well, that would be you. Oh, and what do you do when you have a shooting and you need police? You call somebody who has a gun, you call police. In Fort Smith, Arkansas, a guy was going through an apartment complex. Could have been a massive shooting, but one apartment resident saw what was happening. He got his rifle and chased down and shot and killed the gun person, saving others.
Larry Connors, USA, news and commentary.
If you think disinfecting a home or office for COVID is way too expensive, I've got great news for you. Wellington Environmental can disinfect most homes for less than $300. I know you were thinking the cost would be two, three, maybe four times as much. Wellington can professionally disinfect most homes for less than $300. Cost for most offices, not much higher. You get the same professional treatment that Wellington provides hospitals and nursing homes. Also, Wellington is selling professional fogging devices. The cost, $500. But say you heard about it from Larry Connors and save $100. Here's a phone number to schedule Wellington to treat your home or office. 314-644-4930. I urge you to get on the schedule early. 314-644-4930. 644-4930. Be well with Wellington. Wellington Environmental. This segment of Larry Connors USA is brought to you by my friends at John Beal Roofing, covering homes and businesses throughout the Midwest. Best quality, lowest prices. John Beal, 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
This is Larry Connors, USA. Larry Connors, USA.
In Israel today, southern cities saw heavy rocket fire. A synagogue that was preparing for Shavuot was hit with a rocket. And I want to stay with you here, Arthel. We are getting some rocket fire in right now. And you can see Israel's missile defense system behind me, the Iron Dome, working right now to try to intercept those rockets.
Gaza health officials say over 40 Palestinians were killed in the latest Israeli strikes, including 16 women and 10 children. Meanwhile, Hamas says it has fired nearly 3,000 rockets into Israel. The Biden administration calling for swift de-escalation. But Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says the military campaign will continue in full force for as long as necessary.
Thousands of rockets and missiles on our cities, and I think any country has to defend itself. It has a natural right of self-defense.
That's some of the latest events going on in Israel, and yes, the firing going back and forth. Hamas using rockets supplied by Iran, firing indiscriminately into Israel. They do not care where they fall. In some cases, they might actually have intent to hit a particular target, and whether or not they have proper and good guidance systems with it is unknown, but they don't care if it doesn't hit that target, as long as it drops something down and kills Israelis or those in Israel. And they're not all Jewish. And in fact, there are a lot of Arabs that might still be caught in that same area. In the meantime, right now, as I speak, you got a Palestinian-related protest taking place outside the Israeli consulate that is now blocking New York City Street. And some of the latest coming out of Israel, we've got two killed in Israel from, again, a rocket strike sent from Gaza by Hamas, and in this case hitting a packaging plant in southern Israel. Two killed, two workers from Thailand. And yes, we're going to see retaliation from Israel. You have to ask yourself, if it were my country, if it were my home, and suddenly we've got an enemy across the way that starts throwing grenades at your house or something of that nature, are you just going to sit there and take it? Or are you going to try to respond, not only protect what you have and your family, but yes, to take out those who are responsible? But of course, when Israel does that, even as precision as they are using facilities that we have also helped supply them, often you have Hamas hiding their rocket facilities behind the skirts of women and little children. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell, Republican of Kentucky, taking to the Senate floor the other day, again blasting this false narrative we get from those who want us to feel sorry for Hamas as they indiscriminately kill those in Jerusalem and, in Israel.
No one is glad to see the fighting, but we're already seeing some push the false narrative that this conflict is a tragic dispute between two legitimate combatants, where both sides share blame that is roughly equal. What nonsense. This camp apparently includes some of our own Senate colleagues. To say that both sides need to de-escalate downplays the responsibility the terrorists have for initiating the conflict in the first place, and suggest Israelis are not entitled to defend themselves against ongoing rocket barrages. Now look, I completely reject this obscene moral equivalence.
I do too. The narrative that Israel does not have the right to defend itself, and some of those, as he said, their colleagues here in this Congress, would include members of the squad, Congresswoman Tlaib, Democrat of Michigan, and Congresswoman Omar of Minnesota, and Congresswoman AOC of New York, all saying it's got to be Israel's fault. And of course, they get their support from the state-controlled media, no longer the mainstream media, as some used to call it. It is exactly as I describe it, state-controlled media. And one of them, a host on NBC, Emma Viglin, put out a tweet equating the Israeli and U.S. governments to Hamas. Hamas is a Palestinian terrorist organization that wants to destroy Israel. You have to look at Hamas much as you do Muslims and jihadists. Not every Muslim is a jihadist, but every jihadist is a Muslim. Not every Palestinian is a member of Hamas and even thinks that way. But every member of Hamas is a Palestinian. But this Emma Viglin, if that's the way her name is pronounced on NBC, host on a program called the Young Turks Network on NBC, made the comparison, and here's her wording as I'm going to read it to you. It was in a tweet. Hamas is no more of a terrorist organization than the Israeli and U.S. governments. If killing civilians is the criteria and the targeting of an ethnic group buttresses the claim, the U.S.-Israel meet the same standard. Colonial anti-brown violence is given legitimacy based on power. Anti-brown? I mean, can you get any farther stretch than trying to throw, again, race into it in addition to religion? Isn't that enough of an issue? But race, anti-brown? You want to look up that tweet and see it for yourself? You can't. You can't do it. It's been pulled down. She pulled it down because she got backlash, obviously. However, Washington Free Beacon did grab it before she took it down. But she, like Congresswoman Tlaib, Democrat of Minnesota, as she appeared on MSNBC. The readout says that, where is Biden and the U.S.? Are we not concerned about the human rights of the Palestinians? Listen.
They literally brush over Palestinians as somehow inherently violent, that they don't deserve human rights. And that's what's missing in the statements coming from President Biden. You don't hear the words Palestinians deserve human rights, that Palestinians deserve to exist, that Palestinians deserve to live freely, that children need to be safe and secure.
Actually, you do hear Biden saying that. As I pointed out in news and commentary, he is beginning to backtrack a little bit and suggest, we should have a ceasefire, and he's pushing Israel to stop firing. Israel is firing in response to being fired upon. And many of the other Arab nations in the Middle East, those who signed on to the Abraham Accord, negotiated by Jared Kushner while Trump was in office. Kushner, Jewish, and being Trump's son-in-law, those who signed on, they don't want to see Iran have nuclear weapons, and yet the Biden administration has been anxious to get back to talks that might give them that possibility and lifting all sanctions. But in the meantime, the money that Iran has collected is funding terrorist activities such as Hamas. And here you have Tlaib saying, I don't hear them crying out about Palestinian human rights. Well, I have yet to hear Tlaib say one time about the human rights violations of China, particularly, and she's Muslim, particularly the treatment of the Uyghurs in China, Muslim in many cases. I don't hear her cry that out because that's not popular. The narrative is what they want to push constantly. Again, Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell says Hamas is intentionally targeting civilians.
Hamas unleashed another round of rocket barrages, intentionally targeting civilian areas all across Israel. Israel intensified its campaign to, among other specific military objectives, destroy the terrorist group's underground networks of weapons storage and command and control.
Trying to get those same locations. And you might ask, well, if they're just going after military targets, why are so many Palestinians, especially children, being killed? Again, Senator Mitch McConnell.
Because Hamas, in stark violation of the laws of war, intentionally co-locates its terrorist facilities in civilian buildings and neighborhoods. Israeli strikes have regrettably led to civilian casualties in Gaza. These terrorists set up shop in apartment buildings and under press offices. They direct rocket attacks from the cover of schools and markets. In the past, when their operatives have been killed, they've passed them off to the international community as civilian victims of Israel.
Yeah, they're going to, again, place the blame, all of it, on Israel. We have members of Congress who should know better. Maybe they are anti-Semitic and they're not saying it. That's fine. If they got in like that and no one's challenging them, I'm just saying let that argument go unchallenged at this point. The bottom line is, would they not accept the fact that when you see where Hamas is setting up its rocket launchers, where it's hiding a lot of its munitions, where its commanders meet, it is right in the center of the civilian population. They don't put them out away from it. Why? Well, because they want civilians to be killed. For them, it adds to the propaganda. Look, here's Israel again, killing children. And, of course, if Biden thinks he's been doing a pretty good job trying to walk the line and trying to make good and be best friends forever with Congresswoman Tlaib and the rest of them, Congresswoman Tlaib says no.
I want to make it clear to all the Palestinians, I know it's hard to hear now under attack, but Americans are standing strong and they're standing and saying, enough, President Biden, you will not do this on our watch.
See, they're putting it on Biden's back as well. Oh, and she could not help but link January 6th. What does January 6th, the Capitol riot, have to do with what her statements are referenced right now? Not a damn thing, but listen anyway.
I mean, their January 6th is happening right now daily in their lives, in their own neighborhoods, being attacked by mobs solely because they're Palestinian, their ethnicity.
That has nothing to do with January 6th. But again, I told you, they will always bring that forward and hit you over the head with it repeatedly. January 6th, she finds a way to tie that in. That's how far out some of their thinking is. Coming up, the CDC says, okay, new guidance on mask. Do you understand them?
First of all, let's just celebrate for a brief moment that we have now a vaccine for 12 to 15-year-olds, which I think was really great to see that we can now vaccinate 17 million more people in the United States because of this new authorization and recommendations yesterday. But you bring up an important point about what about children who are between the ages of 0 and 12, and, you know, we have to treat them as unvaccinated. So, yes, those children still do have to wear a mask to protect themselves. And the same, you know, sort of mitigation strategies apply. Wear your mask, distance if you can't wear a mask, go to well-ventilated spaces.
Well, those are the statements from Dr. Walensky, CDC director, saying, isn't it great? Now we can vaccinate 12 and up. And, of course, then the question being raised as she appeared on MSNBC on Rachel Maddow's program, that, well, what about those under the age 12? I mean, they're all in the same family, so they've got to go around wearing their mask. Or what about a parent who parents who have only one child who's under 12? They got to stay in their mask? And she said, yep, they do. They do, because we cannot give them the vaccine right now. Of course, this is assuming that parents want their children to have the vaccine right now. That is, as I have said repeatedly, this is a decision you need to make for you and your family. And even the experts have to admit, we don't know long-term benefits or hazards with either of these vaccines. I think right now, overall, they are beneficial. I'm going to grant that. But we don't know long term. And no one can claim they do because we haven't had them long term. We wouldn't even have them now if Trump had not insisted, I want warp speed effort, move forward. Get them out immediately, as soon as you can. And the reaction at that time from the left was, oh, no, 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 no. If it comes because it's on Trump's watch, it's dangerous. You shouldn't take it. You do know, of course, that the vaccines that are being spread out there and used repeatedly now were those developed during the warp speed program that now President Biden and Vice President Harris and other elected officials got those same vaccines before you could, the same ones produced by the Trump warp speed effort. Now we're saying they are good for children 12 and up. Or you have to decide, do they mean 12 and up or do they mean 12 and under they can't? In other words, if you're 12 years old, you can or you can't. Are you confused? I understand if you're confused. There's a new survey out from the Centers for Disease Control, and it indicates 42% of those questioned believe everyone in their area should continue to wear a mask regardless of the guidelines. Continue to wear it regardless of the guidelines. The guidelines from the CDC is if you've had a vaccination, you don't need them. You don't need to wear a mask outdoors, except they say in crowded areas. And in turn, maybe even in the home, you might need it if others have not been vaccinated. I mean, it is still not clear. We have numerous business groups, business chains, revising their own guidelines. Trader Joe's, Walmart, Target announcing customers no longer require to wear a mask. But if they're under a state-by-state policy, they may have to decide that way. Costco says that's what we're going to do, is follow whatever the state says. I went into a CVS drugstore yesterday, and I realized as I walked in, they don't have up the sign, you have to wear a mask. I had one on. I thought, well, I could take it off, but I'm just going to walk around and see. Most of the people in there still had it. All the workers still had it. That's CVS. Walgreens apparently is still deciding. Others are also, as I said, waiting to see what's going to happen on the state-by-state basis. Are you still confused? Well, it's going to get even more confusing with the next segment. And Dr. Fauci admitting, yeah, I've been kind of conning you. I have. You don't want to miss this. Coming up, stand by, please.
Email Larry at LarryConnorsUSA@gmail.com. LarryConnorsUSA@gmail.com.
I'm sure many of you do enjoy entertaining guests. I mean, it's your nature to be hospitable, but we all draw the line at unwelcome guests. You know, those that come in tramping around, oh, they're 6 feet, 8 feet, more. And when that happens, you do not want to delay. Call Rottler Pest Solutions immediately. Now, I started using Rottler more than 30 years ago because I wanted professionals. Rottler knows what is needed and at the same time will make sure that your family and pets are safe. Rottler is still family-owned and operated for 3 generations, protecting homes and businesses. 3 generations. That's impressive. So when you want to safely, expertly get rid of ants, spiders, and other critters, call Rottler Pest Solutions, 877-ROTTLER, or you can check their website. Rottler.com, 877-ROTTLER, 877-ROTTLER, Rottler Pest Solutions, Rottler.com.
Well, I started out with $1 million, gambled with a man and I won me another, bought me a gun and I robbed my brother. I'm bad, but I don't care, boys. Be a millionaire.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
My reaction to the CDC's announcement is it's about damn time that we should be following the science and not playing politics. And from the beginning of COVID, there's been far too much politics connected to it. Look, when it comes to mask, I've never understood the extreme on either side. I've never been one of those people who said never wear a mask. I would wear a mask on an airplane when I went to a grocery store, particularly when the pandemic was raging. But once I got my vaccine, once other people were getting vaccinated, I stopped wearing masks.
That is Senator Ted Cruz, Republican of Texas. I was returning from a family event over the weekend in South Carolina by plane. I'm coming back by plane. Of course, I went there by plane. I wore the mask on the way out there and certainly wore it on the way back. And in fact, you're told as you're boarding the airplane, you must wear a mask. Failure to comply is you will not be allowed on the plane, and you must keep the mask on except if you're actively drinking or eating something. Of course, they don't really serve anything anymore. They can get away with it. And it must be very quickly and back on your face again. And said, violating our rules will get you banned not only from this flight, but from this airline forever, pretty much. I saw people off to the side kind of pulling their mask out a little bit away from their face and nose so they could breathe a little bit better. I'm fully vaccinated. I didn't really need to do it, but I kind of went along, as you heard Senator Cruz say, I'll go ahead and do it. As I said, I walked into a drugstore yesterday in the St. Louis area, a CVS. They no longer have up, you must wear a mask. And Joe Biden, President Biden, is saying, urging Americans, let's all be kind and respectful for one another as we come out of this pandemic and respect those who want to continue wearing a mask, even if they've been vaccinated. Now, of course, generally, if you're walking around without a mask, you're going to be assaulted verbally, if not physically, in some cases. If you're going to say you've had a vaccine, then, as I was thinking about on the plane, what if they said, if you have proof that you've had a vaccination, then you want to wear it. Now, if they do that, then that takes us back to, so I have to have a vaccine. I have to prove I've had it. I actually have the proof with me on my phone and in my wallet, but why should I have to show it to them? That's my health information. All right, for the greater good of health. But then if they allow me on, are they going to give me a sticker or a sign that says, don't bother this man, he has been fully vaccinated? The kindness was not, and the rejections and the slurs and the slander, not coming from those who were not wearing masks. It was coming from those who had a mask on, and if you didn't. And there was obvious confusion. And there still is even now. I mean, I'm looking at a piece here. In fact, it is titled, Don't Throw Away Your Mask Just Yet. And that is because there's still a lot of confusion. And you want to know where part of it goes? To the guru of understanding COVID, at least is the way he describes it at that moment, that would be And Dr. Anthony Fauci. So he was asked about this idea of that you don't need to wear a mask anymore if you've been vaccinated. He said yesterday, I'm now much more comfortable in people seeing me indoors without a mask before the CDC made the recommendation change. I didn't want to look like I was giving mixed signals. Now, he has been vaccinated. And yet he was still wearing a mask. And he said, I didn't want to look like I was giving mixed signals. That is a mixed signal. We know you've been vaccinated. You're still wearing a mask. It's a mixed signal when you see VP Harris, we know who has been vaccinated, and her husband, the first gentleman, also vaccinated, and both of them still wearing masks and kissing each other with their mask on. That's a pretty damn mixed signal, is it not? And in fact, Fauci, by saying that, is admitting, yeah, I've been kind of conning you. I've been acting like it because I didn't want to send a mixed signal. Well, you're sending a mixed signal. If you want to be clear, you want to make it clear that this mask works, that once you get vaccinated, you don't need it, then you should have been going around without a mask from the beginning. And then we have the issue of this state-controlled media and how they, again, want to pose everything and how they want to control you. Because as Senator Cruz said, he said it has never been a health issue. It has been an issue of control. So in the process of breaking that part of the story apart for you, here comes Rachel Maddow on MSNBC, talking about an issue of mask wearing or not wearing and respect. R-E-S-P-E-C-T. I spell it that way just to make sure, in case, just in case Al Sharpton's listening, he knows it's R-E-S-P-E-C-T.
President Biden actually and Dr. Fauci both spoke to that today, asking for people to essentially be patient, be compassionate, give people respect for whatever they decide on this front, because with these, with this changing guidance, we're going to now have changing norms, and we got to give each other space to have feelings about that as we go through what's going to be a big change.
Be respectful. Now they're calling for being respectful. They weren't doing it earlier, were they? And again, Fauci is saying, I was wearing a mask even though I didn't need it, but I like the change. It's a good idea. He said, I still would not want to be in a setting where people were, and not wear a mask if people were falling all over each other. You want to know something from me? I'm not interested in being a place where people are falling all over each other. Do you remember some of those shots of the pool during the summer at the Lake of the Ozarks filled with people? None of them wearing masks, and they were trying to say, this is going to be a COVID outbreak from here. I don't think it happened. I know it didn't happen. But I did say I wouldn't be interested in getting in the pool because there's too darn many people in the pool. I just say, forget it. And, of course, the threats and the warnings that were given us when Texas Governor Abbott decided we're going to unmask the entire state, no longer going to require. They were shouting, your death rates are going to accelerate. You're going to have to bring in more refrigerated trucks just to handle all the dead. Didn't happen. Well, the state-controlled media was still carrying the narrative as it was given them by the administration. By state-controlled, they're doing exactly pretty much what they're told to do. So here comes Rachel Maddow now admitting that, gosh, with these changes since we've got Biden and even Fauci saying we should be respectful of each other, then I need to, and I want to take a moment before I get right into this soundbite. She talks about rewiring herself. Rewiring is, in other words, if because she is so locked in that you have to have a mask or you're endangering the world, much less those immediately around you. And I know some I have some very dear friends. I mean, they were the opinion that if you're not wearing a mask, you're the cause of all this continuing to escalate. Whether or not I was carrying it. And, of course, they would also say, well, even if you didn't know you're carrying it, you could carry it. I got that over the weekend. And I've also been told and reminded, even if you've been vaccinated, you could still get it. We all know that. So at what point do you say, enough? We are all about protecting, quote, a woman's rights to decide, I don't want to have that baby even at 12, 15 weeks or less when it's got a heartbeat. I don't want it. And accept that person's right to make a decision that involves that life or death. But we're not willing to accept a person's right to say, I don't want to wear the mask. I don't think I need it. And on top of that, I've been vaccinated. I'm not going to wear a mask going forward. But Rachel Maddow has to admit, I've got to be rewired. Listen to this.
Part of it is that I feel like I'm going to have to rewire myself so that when I see somebody out in the world who's not wearing a mask, I don't instantly think you are a threat or you are selfish or you are a COVID denier and you definitely haven't been vaccinated. I mean, we're going to have to rewire the way that we look at each other because the CDC's guidance, which she just told me, we are sure, is that if you're vaccinated, you don't need to wear a mask except in very specific circumstances. And so that means as we change that as a country, we are going to look at each other differently and have to unwire our preconceptions about what a mask or a lack of a mask means.
Yep, she's going to have to rewire. Rachel, may I suggest something? While you and the other members of the state-controlled media are rewiring yourselves, and on the progressive left, you're rewiring, how about rewiring the fact that just because someone disagrees with someone does not mean they're a racist? Just because a police officer is involved in a shooting and the officer may or may not be white, but the victim is of, quote, of color, that it has to be the fault of the police officer. Do you think you could make the leap to that rewiring? Oh, that's a bridge too far, isn't it? Of course it is. And then, of course, we've got the way you could have made millions upon millions of dollars during COVID. Stand by.
You can hear podcasts of this program at Larry Connors USA Facebook. Larry Connors USA Facebook. This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.
So before we continue on reference COVID and the issues about the mask and things of that nature, I do want to point out to you something that I didn't have time to address earlier, and that is Senator Tom Cotton, Republican of Arkansas, raising a question, and rightly so, some would want to know. As I told you, that building in the Gaza Strip that got hit by Israeli rockets included the headquarters for Hamas, some of the terrorist activities being based out of that same building, the Gala Tower in Gaza. It also housed several international organizations, and one of them being the Associated Press. Senator Cotton is asking, he said, why was the Associated Press sharing a building with Hamas in the first place? Did it knowingly allow its journalists to be used as human shields by U.S.-designated terrorist organization? Did the AP pull its punches and decline to report for years on Hamas misdeeds? Good questions, right? There was no report of any casualty in that building because Israel sent word in advance, we're going to hit that building. If you're in there, you had time to get out. You should leave now because rocket will be following this announcement after you have time to leave. Hamas is not warning anybody what they're going to hit. They're just firing indiscriminately. Now back to the issue of getting us back, quote, to normal, trying to get back to normal anyway. Well, if you're looking at normal being ball games, several ballparks say they're going to go ahead and change their capacity. And Boston's Red Sox Fenway Park says for Memorial Day weekend, full capacity, masks not required for fully vaccinated fans. So again, are you going to carry evidence you've been vaccinated? By the way, Texas, again, where they thought they'd have massive deaths because of the governor saying you don't have to wear a mask, reporting zero deaths yesterday, zero. How to make money during COVID. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo, he cashed in big time. Have you heard this? We told you before, you already knew about the book he wrote. Came out in October of last year while they were still covering up the numbers dying in the nursing homes. And he put out his book about how he defeated COVID. The title, American Crisis Leadership Lessons from the COVID-19 Pandemic. Remember that? Came out in August 2020. And, of course, he became a national figure for his briefings during the day. New York, the epicenter of the outbreak. Everybody was tuning in to watch, saying he's a star. They even gave him an Oscar, an Emmy, or whatever the hell they were calling it at the time because he did so much. He is set to earn, at this point, $5.1 million for that book of how he failed New York. But that's not the title of it. According to Cuomo's office, he's already received $1.5 million after taxes. He did donate a third to the United Way, the rest going to his daughters. And he's supposed to get even more money of course, as we go forward, since a lot of the book sales continued into this year. So it's all said and done. He should earn $5.1 million from a book about leadership lessons and an American crisis. And basically, look at me and how well I did. Don't look at the poor dead people in the nursing homes. Look at me. Cuomo at one point told reporters that any state employee that might have worked on his book might have done it voluntarily. He said some people volunteered to review the book. He's suggesting I didn't use state employees or state time to write it. That's still another investigation. But I want you to know he supposedly has given one-third of that first amount of money to the United Way. The Bidens committed donated something like $30,000 to 10 different charities last year. $30,000. VP Harris and her husband releasing their 2020 tax filings. They, on an income of $1,700,000, $1,700,000, they gave $27,000. What's that, 2%? Is it even 2%? It's their money. They can do what they want. But I love it how you're told you're going to have to pay more. We're not going to tax you more, but you'll end up having to pay more. We're going to give you more money, but you're still going to have to pay more. They always come out ahead, don't they? They always come out ahead. And you're on the losing end of that stick, my friend. But I appreciate you supporting this program because together we will stand up against it. There is no other program like this in the St. Louis market during this time of the day or at any time of the day. Remember our pledge, one nation under God.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
Thank you for listening to Larry Connors USA. Please listen to previous and future podcasts.